ladies and gentlemen, we have a higher education heads up. Yes. Another college president with no cojones. But do not be depressed, ladies and gentlemen, because it will be followed by a story that will make you cheer. All right, here's the latest victim of political correctness. Actually, victim of his own philosophy. It's Lewis and Clark College, a small private college in Portland, Oregon. Can you imagine any of these kids having to go through one day with the actual Lewis and Clark expedition? Have you ever studied what those guys went through? Now, you kidding? These whiny little narcissists wouldn't last 10 minutes with Lewis and Clark. Anyway, Lewis and Clark College, a small private college in Portland, Oregon, played host to one of the latest student demand inanities just before the Thanksgiving holiday. Students occupied President Barry Glasner's office until, naturally, he agreed to their orders, which include acknowledging that the college is built on land taken from Native Americans. Oh, shut up. The whole country was taken from Native Americans, and we beat their ass. So, big deal. That's the way the world works. You want us to give France back to the Visigoths now? Is that it? Anyway, he must also make note that the school honors slave owners, of course, appropriates Native American culture in some of its art and architecture, and asserts the legacy of Anglo-American white supremacy. No, I'm sorry. I do not assert the legacy of Anglo-American white supremacy. What I do assert is the genius of Anglo-American thought. And if you want to see that genius, do something, kids, that you've never done before. Try reading the Federalist Papers. Good luck, because the people who wrote them had vocabularies about twice as large as yours. Read the Constitution. You want to see Anglo-American genius? It's given you everything you have. One of the catalysts for the event was an alleged attack on an African student on campus. Now, get this. The president of the university is being ripped by the occupiers for not being a fortune teller. See, they want him to apologize for not being on campus during the assault on the African student. That's right. And he also needs to offer an apology for not speaking out about the incident promptly after it happened. Now, Glasner, by the way, the president of the university, he was in Washington, D.C. at the time. And he actually did return to the college early after hearing about the incident. But, of course, he doesn't care. Nobody cares. It's not important. It wasn't good enough that he just dropped everything and came back. Okay, so what's the name of the African student? The African student's name is Tangwai Muvuna. The assaulted African student claims that three white guys suddenly appeared, poof, as if by magic, as he was walking back to his dorm shortly after stepping out for a walk. They proceeded to call him the N-word and then rough him up, with one of the assailants stating, "You're going to die tonight." Now, Muvuna. Muvuna claims that one of the attackers had tried to pour some sort of liquid into his mouth from a small bottle after telling him he was going to die. When he finally broke free from the trio and got back to his dorm, he put his finger down his throat to induce vomiting because he was, quote, unsure what the liquid was that he had swallowed. Now, here's where the story starts to raise the proverbial eyebrow. Muvuna from Rwanda, home of Mrithi the gorilla. Remember Mrithi? Okay. Says he contacted police immediately, but he refused to go to the hospital. Now, after somebody claims you're going to die and pours a strange liquid into your mouth, do you then refuse to go to the hospital? Further complicating matters is that Muvuna doesn't exactly stick to his narrative. After his ordeal, he said, "Well, I'm not angry and I'm not upset. I love everyone. I love white people. I love black people here. Many white people here. They are not racists. I'm safe. I'm safe here." Wow. And, how do you explain that? I tell you how you explain it. He made the whole thing up. That's how you explain it. The other incident, which has miffed the occupiers at Lewis and Clark is a familiar one. Somebody on the social media site Yik Yak spewed racial epithets targeting minorities. Well, if that's the case, stay off of Yik Yak. Who needs it? Of course, one might wonder how President Glasner, certifying that Lewis and Clark is constructed on Native American lands, will aid students like Mr. Muvana or prevent idiots from using sites like Yik Yak to prove that they are idiots. But nobody's ever said that many or most of the recent protester demands across the country actually make any sense, because they don't. All it is just anarchy. Now, despite Glasner assuring the protesters that he is, quote, just as committed to these issues as they are, the students continued outside of his office to fundraise, get this, to fundraise to hire a chief diversity officer, oh, and also community outreach and diversifying curriculum. In other words, we're taking over the school, and it's going to be all liberal all the time. And that's right, you're going to see things our way, or we're going to burn you as a witch, I guess. Well, at least the activists gave Glasner a lot of leeway. He's got until March 20th to follow through with their requirements, or else. You know, I got to tell you, I am convinced in order to be hired as a university president, you have to have your balls surgically removed at some point before you actually get your desk job. This is the most brainwashed, ungrateful, arrogant, spoiled, confused, overstroked, coddled bunch of petulant babies ever to have been allowed to go to college. And most of the time, it's on your nickel. It's either a student loan they're never going to pay back, or it's a Pell Grant. They live in the greatest country ever created on this planet, but somebody taught them the exact opposite. Now, you tell me, Mr. College President, who would that be? That's right. You and all the idiots that you hired. So what you're getting is actually what you deserve. Unfortunately, it's not what the country deserves. Now, just when you think all is lost, along comes the president of Oklahoma Wesleyan University in Bartlesville, Oklahoma. His name is Dr. Everett Piper, president. And he says the following. This past week, I actually had a student come forward after a university chapel service and complained because he felt victimized by a sermon on the topic of 1 Corinthians 13. Now, it appears that this young scholar felt offended because a homily on love made him feel bad for not showing enough love. In his mind, the speaker was wrong for making him and his peers feel uncomfortable. I'm not making this up, he says. Our culture has actually taught our kids to be this self-absorbed and narcissistic. Anytime their feelings are hurt, they are victims. Anyone who dares to challenge them and thus makes them feel bad about themselves is a hater and a bigot and an oppressor and a victimizer. So, says Dr. Everett Piper, president of Oklahoma Wesleyan University, I have a message for this young man and all others who care to listen. That feeling of discomfort that you have after listening to a sermon is called conscience. An altar call is supposed to make you feel bad. It is supposed to make you feel guilty. The goal of many a good sermon is to get you to confess your sins, not coddle you in your selfishness. The primary objective of the church and the Christian faith is your confession, not your self-actualization. Well, he could go to the, you know, the Unitarian Universalist Church of the whatever? Yeah. So here's my advice, says Dr. Piper, president of Oklahoma Wesleyan University. Here's my advice. If you want the chaplain to tell you that you're a victim rather than to tell you that you need virtue, this may not be the university you're looking for. If you want to complain about a sermon that makes you feel less than loving for not showing love, well then, this might be the wrong place for you. If you're more interested in playing the hater card than you are in confessing your own hate, if you want to arrogantly lecture rather than humbly learn, if you don't want to feel guilt in your soul when you are guilty of sin, if you want to be enabled rather than confronted, well, there are many, many universities across the land, Missouri, for instance, that'll give you exactly what you want, but Oklahoma Wesleyan isn't one of them. At Oklahoma Wesleyan, we teach you to be selfless rather than self-centered. We are more interested in you practicing personal forgiveness than practicing political revenge. We want you to model your interpersonal reconciliation rather than foment personal conflict. We believe the content of your character is more important than the color of your skin. We don't believe that you have been victimized every time you feel guilty, and we don't issue trigger warnings before altar calls. Oklahoma Wesleyan, I love this guy, Oklahoma Wesleyan is not a safe place, but rather a place to learn. To learn that life isn't about you, but about others, and that bad feeling that you have while listening to a sermon is called guilt. That's the way to address it. Just repent of everything that's wrong with you rather than blame others for everything that's wrong with them. This is a place where you will quickly learn that you need to grow up. This is not daycare. It's a university. Oh, yeah. Oh, let me buy that man a beer. We'll be right back after this. He probably doesn't drink, but...